The band Nova Lima was founded by four high school friends in the Peruvian capital, Lima. After school, they went their separate ways, as far afield as London and Hong Kong. But they returned in 2003 and used their experiences to inject a world sound into Peruvian music. Nova Lima's latest album is called Carimba. Banning Air has this review.
Nova Lima positioned their music within the vast and varied universe of African diaspora pop. Many of their songs grow specifically out of Afro-Peruvian melodies and rhythms, but they also link up with dub, Afrobeat, reggae, salsa, and the great swirl of techno club beats pulsing from every city in the world these days. This is Peruvian music, but with eyes and ears wide open to global connections. This sort of rootsy, organic techno-pop fits into a global trend that's transformed dance floors everywhere in recent years. The challenge is to maintain a distinct identity amid all the blending. That's why Nova Lima leans so hard on recognizably Peruvian sounds, like the slow, pendulous Afro-Peruvian dance groove known as Lando. This piece, Guiabo, has a strong flavor of Afro-Cuban music. The fuzzy slap of the cajon box drum and the rattle of loose teeth in the dried jawbone of a donkey, these are Peruvian innovations, once again putting a local stamp on a borrowed sound. The layers of association can be dense on carimba, but the sound remains open and uncluttered. Even in its most tranced out, club-ready crescendos, the music of Nova Lima breathes. It's a pleasure to travel the world with these schooled and savvy global music maestros.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Carimba by Nova Lima.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.